Okay, tournament time. What do we do here on Tournament Stug? Well, I'll tell you what we do here.
Hold on, goddamn golden retriever.
Milky Way is a brand of chocolate-covered confectionery bar manufactured and marketed by the Mars Confectionery Company. Didn't know Macintosh was an Apple until last week's episode.
Shut up.
Hello and welcome to Tournament Style. I'm your host, Austin, and I am joined, as always, by...
Ha! Gotcha! I'll make it a clip just so that's worth something, okay? Start over for the audio listeners.
I'm not gonna start over. I'm just gonna describe to the audio listeners that Ken was pointing at his headphones, miming that he couldn't hear me, so he got me to stop.
I could have been miming a number of things, I would argue.
Well, do you still edit this video format? Because they can watch it on YouTube if you do.
On YouTube? Oh, no, I don't. I aspire to put clips back up again. I don't know if I'm going to be uploading the full things. I mean, I guess in a way it's less work, but at the same time, I feel like way less people
see they, that on YouTube. They could see you messing with the Sharpie in the beginning.
Yeah, I thought that would be a good one too. I'm fishing
could,
for the...
See my clothes on my bed. It's laundry day. I hung up my
That's all your laundry?
No, chill out.
Oh, okay.
That's
you and I have different definitions of laundry day.
That's my degree. I also got curtains.
Are those new?
They were at my old place. I hadn't hung them up at this new place that I've been at for a while now.
I'm not an attention to details person, because that you could ask me and I'd be like, yeah, those curtains have been there like 100%.
Well, if you have any clips from me here, you could see that they weren't there.
You just flash back to an old clip.
Yeah, good luck with that editing.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, I believe you. That's cool. Where you know, pick up on the introductions.
This is Tournament Style. Welcome. I don't know. I'm Austin, you're Gidmo.
Yeah, that's good. That should be the new intro, I think.
Well, actually,
you sound happier.
When we get to around like season 5 or 6, year 5 or 6, it's probably gonna be just like, sup, Tournament Style, Austin, Gidmo. I think I'm just gonna streamline
it. We'll be well established at that point.
Right, yeah. fact. Do you still want a fact?
Yeah, give us the fact. Do you have a fact?
I have a little fact. In 1901, powered vacuum cleaners using suction were invented independently by British engineer Hubert Cecil Booth and American inventor David T. Kenny.
Oh, that's why they called Hubert and Kenny vacuum cleaners, right?
That's right.
Oh, man. So yeah, they were
invented the same year by two separate people separately.
Right. And so any idea how this went down? Did they one have a patent or one? I feel like.
I just didn't read into it that much.
I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, Hubert sounds like a hello. I guess I don't know vacuum brands. Let's see.
Hubert Cecil Booth was best known for having invented one of the first powered vacuum cleaners. He also designed Ferris wheels, suspension bridges, and factories.
Oh, so he was like an inventor. Like
he's an engineer, yeah.
Engineer, yeah, nice.
I said that.
Cool. Oh, yeah. What was the other guy again?
The other guy was a David T. Kenny American inventor with 9 patents.
9 patents, very interesting. Yeah. Do you own a vacuum?
I own a Roomba.
Oh, you have a Roomba. Very cool.
I have a Roomba, yeah.
Was it a gift? Was that one of those?
Not a Christmas gift, not a gift.
Oh, wasn't a gift at all? You bought it?
No, I bought it myself.
You invested I'm rich. In a Roomba. Right, because you're rich.
Yeah, that run you, like, I got one to clean my one-bedroom apartment. So.
Nice. I mean, that's pretty fun. I think like I should have gone Roomba here. That would have made sense. It's one big open. I have a studio.
Yeah, you're
for,
right.
Yeah, yeah. I'd never thought about that. That would have been great.
For those listening, he lives in a box.
That's right, a box. Just big enough for a Roomba to be able to move like in four kind of
to get under
squares.
Your futon.
Yes.
And your,
yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Your beanbag chair.
Is okay. There's a spectrum of things you take care of. One end you have like pets and kids, the other end you have like plants or something, right? Is a okay. Where's a Roomba, like above plants or under plants, or is it close to pets?
I would say
like kids, pets, and then Roomba.
I would say like you can cuddle it more than like a plant.
So it's gonna, like, it has like life. It like
yeah. Well, it takes life too.
More emotionally, your Roomba takes life.
Yeah,
that's insane. Like it's a like it's just taking people out, or
yep, bugs mostly.
Judge like you step in front of the Roomba, like judges you. It's like,
have you ever seen the Roomba battle where they put like knives on them and then balloons on the back of them?
I've seen similar stuff, but yeah, not a.
That sounds fun.
That reminds me of that robotics competition that
we were in together.
We tagged along. Well,
exactly. That's yeah. correct. That we went to on yeah. the team, I guess.
Yeah, as part
we're,
of
the team. We're big morale guys in terms.
Oh yeah,
of
for
team.
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I feel like I'm often at least thinking about our friend group, and even in other like circumstances, which I'm. Definitely not going to be specific about because I can't say. and when I say I can't say, I mean I don't remember. Not that it was anything sketchy, but I feel like I've often been welcome into like teams and groups and been kind of told that like, no, you are an asset as like a morale and spirit like booster. And I always just feel like so really useless, and so you know it's kind of like, but at the same time there seems to be like a no, like we want you here, like you're good energy, like you're
so I'm the same way, but I'm bad energy. I sort of like when you bring too much energy, I sort of can suck it out of the room, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
you need an Austin to your Guillermo sort of.
Well, maybe that's why we were both on that team.
That's
it's
right.
It was like I would just go crazy, be like, you know, our robot's gonna kick your ass. You'd be like, no.
Do you want to explain what we did in high school? It's going to sound a lot lamer than it actually was, I think. But if you want to explain the fact that we were on a robot crew or team, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't remember too much except that it was our physics/chemistry teacher, who I guess he had like a programmable, buildable, like little robot thing. And who did he give it to originally? Like, was it Gabe that got it originally and then he formed the group, or was it
yeah,
somebody
it's
else?
Tough to remember because I think I did it a couple of years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the one we're thinking of was, yeah, our physics teacher, mm-hmm. but you weren't in physics the same year that the rest of us.
That's
were,
what I'm saying. So I
was
just
I'm
invited
confused.
To it. I know I was like, I'm serious. Yeah. I was just invited to it. And I knew him already. I liked the teacher already. Because I had his class over the summer.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, of course, sure, he can go. No
or
problem.
You had it the year before, I think.
I had a... Oh, yeah, maybe
took
I had it
chemistry
the year before.
During the summer or something
yeah,
like that.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Which I also took chemistry with him as well.
Oh, I didn't even know I taught chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Or did I? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm crazy.
Both, probably, but... Yeah, so I don't know exactly how it happened, but yes, somehow our little friend group got the invitation to build this like Lego robot in a robotics competition, and they like do different things, but this specific year they sort of like fought each other, I think.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So we had to like build a robot and program it. Using a certain thing to where it would like fight and knock out another school-made robot of this like ring and stuff, and it was like a tournament, so to speak, a style, if you will.
Yeah, a tournament of styles. It was our first tournament, actually.
Well, not my first, but oh, okay. Maybe yours.
It was my first and my last, actually. yeah, and I mean, that was a fun thing. Mostly the funny thing was just all of us going, or I don't know if you went and spent the night at like our friend's house. And of
yeah, we spent the night at our friend Serge's house.
And just, you know, stayed up and did, you know, not smart things the night before. Or mostly the not sleeping, but just saying like, it's not like we were planning or like strategizing or working on the robot.
Oh, like, no, we were just, no. Like yeah, you said at the beginning of this whole thing is that we were useless.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't build any part of it, nor did I try and program it. Mainly because we have other friends that like to like take point and lead, which is fine. We're also very good at not doing that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I was sort of just like, yeah, we were just morale guys, I think.
Yeah, I think it was pretty much like taken care of, you know, at the point. Yeah, so yeah. I was like, and really at the end of the day, I don't think you really needed a team of like, what, 5 or 6 people to do and this in the first place.
End of the day, we lost. So it wasn't our fault.
Right. Another pro of being the morale guy. It's like, well, you'll get them next time, champ. That's kind of our, like, really optimistic because we haven't put hours and hours of
you know what game was huge during that time? Do you remember the game Ninja?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember Ninja. That I feel like I've seen people play this still in schools. When's the last? Sorry, but yeah, go ahead, Ninja.
Yeah, sorry. Last time I've been in a school, it's been a while for me. But yeah, so I don't even know how to explain it. You'll sort of get in a group of like a couple people and form like a circle of sorts. Mm-hmm. And everyone will sort of stick their hands out in sort of like any sort of ninja pose you can think of. Uh-huh. And it'll start with someone, and that person will, in one swift movement, try and get their hand to hit the person next to theirs hand, and they can move their hand in the time that you try. It's very oddly explained, in my opinion, but
yeah, you're just trying to like, you're trying to hit people's hands to knock their hands out of the game, but you can only do like one movement, you know, at a time, and they can dodge, but other than that you can't move away from whatever pose you're
right
in.
Right, exactly.
That it needed more explanation, but I do remember
we played that a lot because it was
I see.
It was like an hour away from our school from and it was like a fun little trip that we went on and missed school for, so we just sort of like did nothing.
Did we drive or do we bus over there? Do you remember?
We had to, in my mind, we took a bus, but we
I just one can't
of us
remember.
One of us driving people could have driven.
Yeah, right.
I feel like our team was like decently big. No,
yeah, I remember it being like a big group, like I said, like 5 or 6 people or something. Yeah, yeah. But also, speaking of robots, this is like a weird random thing I read. Did you hear about the chess playing robot?
Oh, I did. I heard about that recently, actually.
Yeah, that's just because we're talking about robots and I guess like fighting.
Do you want to explain it since you brought it up?
I don't know that much about it. I just know that at I think it was in Russia, there was a chess competition. There was like a youth chess player playing against
probably around like 12 or something.
So it was a Russian kid playing a robot, right? The robot was like an AI robot.
This like prodigy chess player.
Yeah, sure.
At like 12.
Yeah.
They put him against a robot.
And I guess something went wrong and the robot ended up grabbing the kid's finger and breaking it. And I've heard two different things. So one is that like because and of course who knows, this is one of those,
it's so
like,
funny that it's in Russia too.
I know that's funny. Another one of those things is like we could be hearing I don't know a variation of a variation of a variation of a news article and an event, but
favorite variation,
it's just, the what's the, I forgot what the, never mind.
telephone.
That's right. But yeah, so two interesting things. One was them talking about how like the kid didn't move his hand immediately after making a move, and the robot thinking it was grabbing a chess piece. The other funnier,
right?
I hate to say this,
the
is
one
funny
that
too,
I prefer.
Yeah, right. The kid, I guess, you know, took a piece, and the robot, I guess, like retaliated or something. I think there was something like in the middle of both of those, but I remember them saying, or like the kid touched the robot's piece or something like that, and the robot was like, I'm going to break your finger now.
My favorite theory is that the robot knew it was going to lose, and its literal best possible move was to take it out physically.
I did not read that. That's amazing.
And
that's
like, horrible. Oh, I know what to do. Break this little kid's hand.
The best possible
move. The robots are learning.
Yeah,
that's why I'm super nice and cuddle my Roomba, because once the robot overlords take over, I will gladly be your Roomba.
Yeah,
gladly.
Like that, you'll be the robot's Roomba.
Exactly. I'll be their vacuum cleaner. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, a lot of robot talk on today's episode. It's pretty interesting. I didn't even didn't see this.
Yeah, I guess
coming.
Before we get too far away from it, I don't even know if I said it last week, but the word was dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you did say it last week.
Yeah, it doesn't sound familiar, so.
Yeah, and no one said dinosaur? I could have sworn there was something.
Unless I'm wrong and that's this week's word.
Oh. What happens in that case? I'm just kidding. I was messing with you also. You don't have to. Don't overthink it. You didn't say it last week, but I don't think anyone said dinosaur either.
It might be this week's word.
What do you want me to do then? Forget. Can't you change it? Aren't you in charge of this?
I just don't remember anymore, you know? Who cares anymore?
Yeah, we're
You know what? Be honest. Just if you say dinosaur again, you win, maybe. So just be honest with yourself. You
be
know
honest.
What I mean?
Be honest what? Like if I'm gonna say it, like genuinely say it?
Correct. And I also have another word if it was last week's or not. So
I don't. Okay. Well, I guess I have double the chances now of getting it. Actually,
and you know one of them. So yeah, I guess you have like a full chance of getting it.
That's how much I like either one, doubt myself, or two, am willing to play
don't
by your rules.
The game. Yeah.
Well, where I like, okay, I can't say it in an ingenuine way.
Oh, too funny.
Or I just think I'm actually going to forget it. What, yeah.
I went on vacation last week.
That's right. Tell me all about your vacation.
This one's actually, we're kind of catching up and what I mean by that, like last episode was filmed like a week before it. This episode's filmed like a couple days before this release.
Okay, yeah, sure. There's a gap in an episode recording time, yeah.
Yeah. So, I went to Branson, Missouri.
Nice. What's in Branson?
It's a crazy. It's a pretty crazy little town.
Oh, okay.
That is filled with what are those called? Like family attraction, sort of like please come here. We have rides. We have these weird museums. Like it's kind of a crazy little weird town.
Is it like a small town?
It's a pretty small town in Missouri. Okay. Yeah.
I get you.
But it has like a theme park and like a lot of like weird museum type things and a lot of stuff for like kids. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
and there's actually been a Simpsons episode that references it and
you researched Branson.
What's that one show where they where it's like they're from Texas and there's like four guys.
They're from King of the Hill.
Yeah, is King of the Hill. Yeah, yeah.
I don't watch it, but I know.
I don't watch it either, but I know there's an episode with Branson involving that too.
Oh, Branson has been in The Simpsons and in King of the Hill.
Yeah,
I got you. Okay, yeah, very interesting. It has that. Does it have that kind of like a small town that would put on like little like a fall festival and like stuff like that or?
No, it
you're
feels
describing
like it's
kind of touristy, but
yeah,
like a small
kind of
touristy town.
I think that's exactly what it is. It's like
yeah, I feel that.
A small touristy town, like a small town where you wouldn't really expect people to go to, but they built it for people to go to. Like they built a ton of shit on it.
It is pretty vacation destination, not like it just happens to have.
Probably from Missouri, I guess, maybe.
From Missouri,
yeah. If you're from an even smaller town, that's probably where you want to go.
That makes sense. That makes sense for sure.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, well, probably anything in that like area too, because Missouri's pretty small, right? So, I mean, like, how long does it take to get?
I mean,
one
it's smaller than from
the other
Texas, but I think it's big ish.
Am I confusing? What shape is Missouri in?
Missouri is kind of like rectangular with like a little weird thing on the side.
Oh, is it kind of look like is it right side up like Alabama and stuff, and or is it like
I'm forgetting what Alabama looks like, it, but I'm inclined to say yes.
Is it hamburger or hot dog rectangle?
I think it's. Which one's no, which? I think it's more vertical.
Is it diagonal? Am I missing a state?
I think it's hot dog, mostly.
It's hot dog style? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I guess I was imagining something different. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I really want to say I have a friend who, and I think this would make sense. I don't know if I had brought this up because you mentioned Branson a couple times to me, but and I'd never fact-checked it. Maybe that's why I never brought it up. A friend who... like she sings in like shows like in Branson, sort of like Solani kind of. No, yeah, is that
there's a ton of that in Branson.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of the right place. I could literally get on Instagram and see, but
in the King of the Hill episode, they like the whole point is that this girl plays the violin and they're like, oh, you're so good, you're Branson good. Like, play, like violin.
That's
there.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
But there's that, and that's all I know about Missouri. So
that's pretty much all there is.
Anything else? No, cool. Did you go outside of Branson at all? Explore like the, is that the Midwest yet? What are we?
Yeah, Midwest, like? Definitely.
Okay.
No, I wanted to go to Springfield, which is the capital, maybe, and it's like an hour out, but I didn't end up getting to go.
Mm-hmm. Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that sounds weird.
I think there's like five different Springfields.
I got it.
Oh,
also, did you drive or did you?
We drove, yeah, 12 hours. Okay. Well, it's nine, 10 hour drive, but with stops, it's like 12.
Gotcha. That's giving me a better idea of kind of like how far. Like, dude, I just, my geography is bad in general, but I feel like if you go outside of Texas, it's literally like.
Okay, so you go through Dallas and then you enter Oklahoma.
I remember that.
And then you drive probably around like 3 hours in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And then you go through Arkansas and then in Missouri finally.
Nice. Very cool. Okay, yeah. Cool. Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been to
Oklahoma. Not too bad of a drive.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. All right. Well, Brant, do you feel revitalized and ready to join the workforce?
It did feel weird going back to work after taking a week off. I kind of wish I was a teacher now, you know.
Those
and I can't imagine taking 3 months off or 2.5 months off or whatever and then going back. I think I'd kill myself.
It's kind of, so that's what I've talked about in recent episodes, how I now have a different job, former teacher.
What?
And
sorry, go ahead.
No, you're kid. And I was kind of like being a little bit spoiled this summer about like, man, I didn't get my summer, blah, blah, blah. Right now though, as like, I see a bunch of people going through that, like
going back
phase. I'm like, I'm kind of glad I don't have to go through that. It's like having the Sunday scaries for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good feeling. And I've gone through it before and it's just like, oh yeah, there's just it's a pro con thing, because yeah, I think the 2 months off, you can really
everyone I knew on the trip was a teacher.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they
right.
definitely all had that.
Oh no. So this is what I learned from my mom, who's also a teacher. You do
right,
vacation,
you come from a long line of teachers.
I do. My mom You do your vacation, your family vacation, I guess, and what she was talking
when
about.
Mom
you do
lands,
the vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning of the summer, so that you can enjoy it and not be thinking like, oh, when I get back, I have to go right back to school.
Smart.
You go in like second week of June, prime time.
That's what wisdom will do to you, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
We should have your mom on the podcast.
That'd be really fun. She thinks we're funny. She listens and she used to she loves like the clips and things like that.
I think it'd be hilarious. I think she'd be like, I think she would just drop so much wisdom on everyone.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. She's a teacher for a long time. She's eligible to like retire, but she's going to stay on one or two more years. So she's like a real, not like me. Like she's a real teacher.
Yeah. She does it for the love of the game.
That's right. That was good. I like that.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say? I mean, Branson's fine. Lakes, hot.
I have a bunch of random stuff we could talk about. I did see the movie Nope. I don't know if you want to hear anything about that.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to see it probably like tomorrow or this week, probably. So
we
don't
can save it
yet.
We can save it for next week. Other than that, Biden got coronavirus twice. I thought that was worth, I don't know, commenting on. Monkeypox is a thing now. I've been rewatching the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies. Although I feel like I say that every couple months.
It does feel like you say that.
They're definitely comfort movies. But I think what set me off this time was the new series that's going to come out.
Series?
Yeah, I started nerding out a little bit on YouTube and like, you know, learning about when it's going to take place or whatever. I'm like, you know, semi-nerd. So it's a lot of stuff I know and don't know. But I mean, that's kind of what I've been doing this week and weekends, like watching Lord of the Rings.
That's cool. So. Yeah. Speaking of like nerd stuff, Comic-Con happened and Marvel announced like all the way to like phase 11 or whatever they did.
Yeah, that's right. Is anything interesting you're
Things that I found interesting were the two Avengers movies that are going to come out like 2025 or 2026 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because they haven't had one since Endgame, and now they've like brought in a bunch of things. So I'm interested with that. And it's a big like multiverse and timeline stuff.
There was no Avengers movie in all of Phase 4, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What that kind of is. Okay, what are the? Do you know?
I don't think there's going to be any in Phase 5.
Oh, I
think,
see. Okay.
I think they're going to start phase 6. Oh, the Wakanda movie looks super interesting, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They brought in Namor.
Blade, too. Agatha, that's pretty fun. Okay, this is pretty cool. Where am I on Marvel? I feel like there's one thing I'm missing that I haven't seen right now that I'm not current with.
Thor?
I haven't seen Thor. There you go. Have you seen it?
I didn't see it. No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. I think I might wait or whatever.
Yeah, like I'm never going to like, I mean, I don't know. Marvel movies, like I said, I think I said it before on this, that they did their thing with their 10-year saga.
Yeah, for sure.
They can do whatever they want for me now and I'll pop in here and there like catching them. Yeah.
No, I think that's where a lot of people are at least people that like started it kind of like around when we did. But
yeah.
But that's cool. Yeah. Comic-Con, nerdy stuff.
Anything else before we jump into the tournament? What were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
No, you're good. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, did you want to talk about Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah. We can play that game real quick if you want.
Yeah, we're kind of deep in it. I mean, I think that'd be fun. I think we have enough time to do this and
some news came out because did you see the Kylie Jenner stuff? Did you see her post on Instagram that got a lot of people mad? That's basically what happened.
It sounds familiar, but no. Can you remind me?
So Kylie Jenner posted a picture of her with her husband Travis Scott in an airport with two private jets next to her, both of them. Uh-huh. And the caption was like, are we going to take yours or mine?
Got it.
Uh-huh. And people got really mad because that's like one of the biggest factors in terms of, you know, destroying the environment, the climate, you know, all of it, the emissions. Mm-hmm.
and
none of which is real, by the way. But
well, it feels like it feels bad when people tell us to drink with the paper straw, and then these celebrities right. are taking jets to their 11-minute trips or whatever back and mm-hmm. forth, and it's like, well, fuck us, right?
Yeah,
but
for sure.
So recently the top 10 celebrity polluters, I don't know how to even say, came out with Taylor Swift being the number one in terms
oh,
of.
Oh, she's number one. I thought she was
number
like
one,
third or something. Well, that's out of celebrities then.
Well, I think like the celebrities would cause the most because of all their private jet stuff.
Yeah.
So I think she's like number one in the world, I guess, right? I don't really know how to. I think she's like number one in terms of how many private jets she's taken, I think, is probably.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I saw something very, very similar. I'm just trying to remember all the facts from what I thought. But that's not really important. I mean, anybody can go and look.
So now, basically, I'm going to ask you to give me a celebrity to see if they're on the top 10. And then I will then give you a celebrity, and you will try to pinpoint what number they are in the top 10 after that.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
So we'll do it like three times. You can guess like three celebrities, and I'll give you three. So you can go first with one. Give me one celebrity you think takes a ton of private jets everywhere.
Look, I know this celebrity doesn't. So this isn't my first official guess. I hope Adam Driver's on that list just because I need something else.
That'd be so funny.
I just haven't seen an Adam Driver movie lately that I have to rant about. I was thinking about rants the other day. We haven't done that
in a while. That's right.
That's actually funny story that has happened with a lot of things from the very beginning. And never mind. No,
we should write stuff down more, I think.
You know, I think it's just part of the evolution of the show. I know he's not on there, but I'm going to say, and I'm just going like big, big, big celebrity kind of in the same, you know, kind of ballpark. Is Beyonce in there?
Beyonce is not on the
list.
Okay,
that's good.
Someone who is on the list. Jay-Z, her husband.
Right. Okay.
So go ahead and guess what number Jay-Z is.
Is the car just in his name? Is that
right?
What's going
I think
on?
That's probably what that is. Like they're both getting on that jet, right?
Oh no! Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Right. Exactly. guess what number he is.
Yeah. Guess what number Jay-Z is.
Oh man. I mean, Jay-Z's got like money, right? Like
he's
up
got
there.
money. He's
like,
a
top
billionaire.
Five.
I think.
Five. Let me
with
say
a
five.
B.
Oh,
he's,
yeah. Uh-huh.
He's number three on the list.
He's number three? Oh, wow. Okay.
With 136 private flights, he's spent nearly 2 weeks up there.
Taylor Swift is one. Jay-Z is three.
Yeah, I'll
he
say
spent 2 weeks up there.
Yeah. Taylor Swift had a total of 170 flights since the new year and has amassed 22,934 minutes in the air. About
since
2 weeks.
This year? Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot of flying.
Okay, give me another celebrity.
I keep thinking of celebrities, but then I'm like, no, they're not, you know. either they're, I feel like they wouldn't be active, or I feel like.
That's true. Like, they got to be, like,
just
touring
not,
or, you know, doing something.
Yeah, or doing something, right? Yeah. How about let's go like with movie people? Is give me either of the Sprouses? either of the Sprouses up there?
Neither of the Sprouses are on.
I don't know what my thinking was there. Also, but
I'm gonna give you Mark Wahlberg, the actor.
Oh.
What number is he on the list?
He's on the list.
He's on the list, dude.
Oh, really? And you're giving me the list of the top 10.
Yep, that's right.
Let me say seven.
He's number eight.
Oh, close. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He spent 10,324 minutes, which roughly equates to spending over a week in the air.
I think this is gonna be my guess, but before I for the next one, before I spit it out. Just answer the question, is Joe Rogan a bad guess?
I don't think it's a bad. Well, okay, so
he just not travel much, right?
That's what it is. I think he just doesn't travel as much.
Can I change from Joe Rogan to Dave Chappelle?
You can do Dave Chappelle. He is also not on the list.
Not on the list. Okay, gotcha. List.
So the last person I'll give you. Do you want a sports player? Or do you want like a musician or?
Oh yeah, give me a sports guy.
Okay, I'll give you.
Or just get the whole list now, I guess.
I'll give you Floyd Mayweather, and then I'll go over the list.
Oh, okay, Floyd Mayweather. I'm gonna say. Hold on. Nah, I'm gonna say farther up. I'm gonna say 9.
Oh, he's 2.
No way.
He's number 2. That's dude, he's crazy. Super rich.
Yeah, I guess I'm not going by any logical.
So yeah, let's go through the list. 10-1. Travis Scott, which I mean, yeah, Kylie, Travis. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey.
This is 10-1, you said?
Yep, so she's 9. Uh-huh. Mark Wahlberg, like we said, then Kim Kardashian, which I thought you would have guessed.
Oh.
Then Steven Spielberg.
Oh, really?
Blake Shelton, the country music singer.
Mm-hmm.
A-Rod. Uh-huh. Jay-Z. Floyd Mayweather and Taylor Swift. Top 10.
Wow. That's very interesting. Yeah. Active and also raking in the money, I guess.
Yeah.
The combination of.
And don't care about the environment.
It's not that, Austin. It's just that their hustle and their grind is so much more than ours. You know, it's not their fault. It's the culture of being a winner is what it is.
If you could take a private jet from your job to your home and it would take 10 minutes, would you?
In a heartbeat, yeah. And I would say circle around a couple of times. Circle around a couple of times just That's to right. make sure and then drop me off. Yeah.
Okay, let's move into the tournament. It's still Christmas in July.
People, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here?
Oh, sorry.
It's still Christmas in July, theme month, last episode.
Believe
don't
it or not.
Don't look at what month it is right now. Just pretend it's Christmas and pretend it's in July.
That's right. There's no Christmas in August.
Hey, whoa. We don't talk about that month yet. Next week, August, though. Stay tuned. Not a theme month. This month. If you're new here, we host a tournament every single week. Every single episode, there will be a tournament where we try to find the best, the worst, the something of the something. This week we're going to be finding part of the Christmas in July theme month, the worst Christmas gift you can receive.
Nice.
Yeah. And by doing that, we didn't come up with ideas together, which we normally do. We do what we sometimes did, and we each came up with 4 items that we thought would be the worst 4 items to get on Christmas. And we're going to pit those against each other to see which is truly the worst.
Right. So yeah, this is for all the diehard tournament fans. It's not an objective list of the 8 ranked worst Christmas gifts. It's Austin came up with 4. I came up with 4. And so it's almost a competition within a competition.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else more to explain? Or are we ready to jump into the tournament here?
I think if they don't get it by now, then they're just going to have to wait for December. That's what I'm thinking.
And I thought I was the mean one to the audience.
No.
We're bad cop and batter cop, I think.
I didn't think that was mean.
Okay, let's just jump into it. Do you want to go first or second on the first sort of round
on the
here?
Reveal? Yeah. I'll go. Is there any rules to what we're starting with, or best, worst?
No. Just it's just whatever you want. Yeah.
I think I'm going to throw out one of my most mild one right now.
Okay.
Just to kind of fish
so
out.
You're going to go first.
Yeah. I'll go first. Kind of fish out what you're doing. I'm going to go with face cream. Don't
okay.
get me face cream.
Okay.
For Christmas.
That's pretty good.
And this is what a lot of my
is it an insult? almost before, sorry to interrupt, but is it like yeah, go ahead. Didn't mean
to interrupt. Okay, so a lot of my Christmas ideas, they're kind of like symbolic. So I'm saying face cream specifically, but it's like getting someone deodorant for Christmas. It's like, yeah, it's, I can use it, but it's also, are you saying something? Like, is there something, you know, so in the face cream thing, one, I'm not going to use it. I have a thing about putting stuff on my face. Also, I have great skin naturally. So, and you gifting me face cream is kind of like saying, hey, maybe you don't have the naturaliest, bestest skin ever. And I, you know, kind of noticed that some, you know, you're approaching 30. That's pretty normal, but I thought you might be able to use this.
Yeah, it's sort of like a backhanded sort of weird gift, I think.
It's not fun, and there are undertones. Those are the two things about this. And so it kind of encompasses any gift that's like this. Like, oh, I got you, you cologne, know, body perfume. Wash. Or, well, a cologne perfume kind of makes more sense.
Well,
right?
Not that's one that you ask for, but like, here, smell like this, I think is sort of odd. Like, you smell one way.
A little presumptuous, I guess, still. Yeah. But it's, I mean,
I think face cream's worse, but yeah.
But cologne perfume isn't like correctional, right? It's like all supposed to be like, you know, like a dress up smell, right?
Well, everyone should be wearing face cream.
Oh, is that, what are you trying to say? That everybody's ugly?
I wear face cream that has sunscreen in it. So I sunscreen? Sort of start the day smart. Off. With like a
face
a cream,
mask?
Yeah.
Oh. It's just sunscreen. You pour
that's good. No, I think that's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
My first one that's gonna go against that is home knit mittens. So that's store bought. This is a gift from the heart, which is nice.
Uh huh.
But it's home knit, which is kind of who cares. And then they're mittens, which are, you know, you can't use. It's not like a jacket or like a beanie.
Like a
beanie. Something.
So, okay, I was gonna ask how you felt about created gifts. Like, are you okay
me
with those
personally?
Kind of yeah,
I don't love them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want merchandise?
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, made in yeah. China
it feels
Korea.
Lazy for Christmas. I think I prefer it on like a birthday, if that makes sense.
Like a home, like a homemade gift for birthday rather than Christmas. Okay,
yeah.
I think yeah. But specifically then, because then that reeling it back in the mittens.
Specifically,
would be the
I think that's
of...
the worst thing you can knit for someone. Yeah,
knit mittens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
Not gloves. Mittens.
I know. I'm trying to think. It's hard, it'd be hard to get the mittens right too. Because are you imagining it like a? Oh well, it's not an oven mitt, right? It's like a. It has fingers.
No, that's glove. It is a mitt. It's
oh,
a mitten. It's
so
the
a mitten,
one thing.
A mitten, by definition, has one thing.
I believe so. Yeah, or two.
Which,
with the thumb,
which
but, yeah.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Okay. Mittens is low for me on clothing in general. Okay,
right. When do you ever wear mittens?
So it's a twofold. It's a twofold. Okay,
yeah, it's a twofold.
Okay, that's pretty good. Mostly the I like yours now. Just the fact that I'm thinking like I never thought about like how inconvenient mittens can like are mittens kind of out of date now.
Mittens are kind of
when would you use
bad.
Mittens over gloves
probably when I'm in like England or something.
What does that mean?
Well, I feel like it's colder there, plus I feel like I would fit in more. Doesn't it feel like these weird dumb Brits still wear mittens?
No, that's why I'm very confused still.
I feel like I'd fit
and
in
also,
more
you're
with
trying
mittens.
To fit in. Don't do this. You look like a crab. You're
I feel
insulting,
like I'd fit in with insulting. My fellow English. Oi, bruv. Did you catch the football game? And they're not talking about real football.
Just that, what you did right there out of context, no one would ever be able to guess
that I'm doing
what
mittens.
The fuck is going on. It's like a sick game of charades.
Oh.
But okay. But and then still in some sense, you want to fit in with them, right? Because that's when the scenario that you would wear them is
Oi.
What you're saying. Oi, okay. Well, yeah. I mean,
So I'm okay with either of these moving on, honestly. Which one would be worse?
The mittens was a funner one to me. I think
I sold you on it.
Yeah, I think both of them are kind of, like I said, the face cream, a lot of it is not as fun, and there's also maybe undertones and stuff too. The mittens, I feel, is a little more, yeah, I don't know.
I think I'll could push disappointing for it, so that's yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah.
No, I'll give you mittens. I think you really got me there.
Okay, cool. So I'll go first on this next one.
Okay.
It's a really cool race car, remote controlled.
Okay.
But you have no batteries. Doesn't come with batteries. Nowhere in the house, and you can't get some. That's what you get on Christmas.
See, I think a lot of these are just kind of symbolic in general. Yeah, I would hate to get anything.
Yeah, that needed batteries. No batteries, exactly.
And you don't include the batteries. That's just
yeah.
The
what
worst.
An asshole. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the one of those things that's like, time is gonna go by. You're never gonna get the batteries, and it's gonna be like February. You're finally gonna do it, and it's gone. The
not many
gone.
Things need batteries anymore. You know, like it's a couple yeah, of things.
Right. Yeah, and in this case, it feels like they went out of their way to find the other base car.
Yeah, I wanted to make it something cool that you want to play with, like you want to use, but like you can't. So it's even worse, sort of. You know,
there might be a threshold to where this is so cool, I'm gonna run out like on Christmas and get batteries.
That's fair. Yeah.
Maybe so. Maybe. There's a possibility,
but you just can't do it right away.
No, yeah, it's a little bit of anticlimactic and yeah, still too. Okay, this one. Oh, which one do I want to do? Okay, let's. I think this is a good matchup comparison to it. This one's a puppy.
That's
no shots. No, like
straight
nothing.
out of the
straight
other
out
dog.
Of the litter. Yeah. Straight out of the and the runt too. The runt.
I don't know why I didn't think of this, but a pet dog would probably be the worst gift of all time, I think.
This might be something I got from you a long time ago.
This might be the worst gift of all time.
A
to
puppy,
give someone
no
a non-consensual life that you now have to take care of.
That's right. Yeah. I can you imagine like the pressure
I wouldn't accept
of like
it. I literally well,
that,
wouldn't accept
that'd be
it.
The hard that'd be the crazy thing. Like, is there anyone in your life that could give you a puppy that you'd accept it from?
I mean, I say I wouldn't accept it, but when I see a puppy, it's hard to just be like, take this back to wherever you got it from. And
what if it's like a I'm trying not to. I don't want this to be dark, but it's like, take this puppy to remember me by.
Oh,
you know?
Don't want it
I don't
to
know
be
what
dark.
I don't know what the context is.
You didn't want
is.
It to be dark.
They're moving. They're moving to Europe. Okay, great.
Ooh,
they're moving to Greece.
Did they get there, mittens? Imagine a puppy and a white elephant.
Everybody's just passing it around like nobody wants it, or like what's the
I don't know, just thinking the it'd be funny.
Or wait, white elephant, you
yeah
oh,
I guess
no,
you
don't
it.
Open it right so oh
no,
yeah
you do
you
do,
you do
yeah,
open
yeah.
it first yeah. You have to know if you want to know
I think
yeah,
you win
you do I win with
I
puppy.
Think you beat me here.
I specifically wrote puppy no shots so.
Yeah, even better.
That was part of my yeah. Also, and you don't know where it's from. No documents, nothing, no kind of background.
They just found it.
They just, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah.
And it has like puppy asthma. So it's like, oh, another thing I have to like take care of.
Are you upset at that person? How upset are you at that person, though?
Well, I think a bigger thing, like I feel, here's the thing with me. I would accept it.
Okay, let me change it on you then. What if they got you a cat? What if they got you a bird? Pet
well, that's
that you
what I'm
don't
saying.
Want.
That's where I was going with this. The audacity would piss me off. Of like,
yeah,
okay,
oh, for
you,
sure.
You lucked out. I'm going to keep the puppy, but like you went and just kind of assumed that I was
yeah.
going to take on this response.
Yeah,
that's what
crazy.
That's how I would be mad about that for sure. So I guess that's the degree of mad I would be.
I feel like that'd be like a punishment for losing like a fantasy football league. You have to get a cat or something.
You can name the cat Loser. Oh yeah. Oh sorry.
Okay, yeah, you win that one. So it's your turn to go next, I think.
This one's the tricky thing about this one, it can go either way. tickets to anything.
What?
Hawaii Broadway show, concert. Not tickets to anything, but like just that's the present. It's one specific thing.
That sounds awesome. But
it has a date, you know, like you have to, you know what I mean?
That's funny.
That would give me anxiety as soon as it was like, oh, I got you. It's a trip to Hawaii in December or a trip to Hawaii in, you know, like February. I'm like, what? Like, yeah. Now I have to go.
That's pretty funny.
Or somewhere like that. It's another one of like those assumption things. It's like, oh, I got you tickets to go see Wicked. It's like, I don't like Wicked. Just because I'm a music guy, I like Wicked. You know?
That's pretty good.
And
that's
then you
have
to either not use the tickets or, you know, or worse. They got you tickets to see something
with them. Oh yeah, man, that's terrible. That's bad. Man. That's bad because that's also part of the gifts that are a gift for them as well, sort of. Like when you get something, someone that you share, like, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. Where
no, I know what you mean. Got yeah, you a gift. Like a couple's massage.
Yeah, or, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's mine. It's just tickets to something with a date, something inconvenient.
That's good. That's good. Mine is, I don't know how you'll feel about this. Mine's a PS4.
What?
So the current system, current console is a PS5. I don't know if you know that.
Does that mean you can't play a PS4?
You can play it. You love it. Do it. They probably don't make much things for it anymore.
Oh, do they not? Do they move on?
I mean, I imagine they don't, right? That's how that works. But
I don't know.
Last generation console, basically, is what I'm.
Yeah, I got you. The out of date one.
Yeah.
That kind of. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, I'm trying to imagine who's getting me this and how I feel about it. You know what I mean? Because, I don't know. If it's like, if you're like a gamer person and then it's like, it stinks to be in that position of like, then someone who doesn't know a lot about, let's say, PlayStations.
Oh, gets they know a lot about it.
Oh, they do? They just... They had a whole conversation at Best Buy and like, dude, you really want to go with the PS5? And they're like, no. I don't want to spend that much. I'm sure it's fine. Backwards compatibility, right? Like it's, you can play the like, new games on the old one. That's what that means.
Yeah, they're like, I don't think you know what that means.
Yeah, it's got all the classics. It's got Snake and Galaga.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think yours is funnier for sure.
You can't play with friends, really. You can't even really tell people. No, it's never happened to me. You can't even really tell people that you have one or got one, right?
What? No one has a PS4 anymore. See, I'm not as into the console.
Well, I think people who are into the console don't have it either way.
Yeah. But for sure, like if you're a console gamer, like
you probably have a PS5 at this point. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. When did the PS5 come out? Like a year ago?
I want to say like 2020, maybe.
Oh, really? Oh, why do I feel like it came out like, no, wasn't the PS5 a bit on like our first 12 days of Podcastmas?
Wait, was it really?
I think so.
Think you're right. Yeah. So I think it did come out 2020. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was only like a year old. So I guess that's fair. Yeah. A two year outdated console.
Right.
Yeah. And like I said, the tickets could go either way. You know, they could be, useful or something you like. So
that's true. You still might end up going. It's just like you get like an anxious feeling first.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I'm down either way for these. Yeah.
Yeah, this one's in the middle for me. I don't know.
I'll push you. I'll go PS4 just because I think your next one will probably beat mine.
Okay, sure, we can do that.
Yeah,
go to
unless you want to use possession for your
no, I'm fine.
For your tickets.
A PS4 in 2022.
Yeah, that's right.
As a Christmas gift. Well, in July.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. My next one is any book.
Didn't we the One of our first the times we talked about is for New Year's. That's where this bit started of us not being readers.
That's right. New Year's resolutions. That's right. That's where it started. Yeah.
So does this the books thing go with you just not wanting to read?
You have to be a huge asshole to give me a book, I think, because not only is it like a chore, like read this, but it's like if you're gonna talk to me about it, like what am I gonna say? I have, like, I didn't read, man. I'm sorry.
Like, I haven't read it.
I
yet.
Didn't do it. Yeah,
it's April. I haven't read it yet. Yeah. That's an awkward conversation every time. Some people like books, though. This is more you.
Fuck off, right? Man.
I mean, I don't. I wish I did. I don't know how else to say that, but I wish I was a reader.
There what is your last gift?
This one's, I feel like I kind of bullshitted this one a little bit, but there's something we can think about here. Free anything for a year.
wait.
Because then it ruins it for you, because then you don't like it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's like free McDonald's for a year. By March?
You don't have to eat it every day, man. I think that's the issue.
You're coming. It's free. You have to eat it every day. Peer into the mind of Guillermo for a minute. Why the fuck would I pay for something when I have the free version for a year? It's not forever. It's going to run out. There's pressure.
Oh, that's a great point.
I'm shocked that you're that was so funny. And then it just feels like every time I thought of, like, well, it could be this or it could be this, it turned into like there was a version. It's kind of like the monkey paw. Like, you get your wish, but then something bad comes out of it. You know, it's like,
yeah,
like anything I think you could get free for a year, I think something like bad would come out of it. Free airplane rides. You know what I mean? It's like there's the pollution thing again or whatever. I don't know. And then it's just also that weird pressure of like, well, it's January. I've you know, only fucking, I don't know. I've only washed my car, free car washes. I've only washed my car, you know, 17 times. I better. What's like, can you think of anything for a year you'd be good, like, to have it free for a year?
I don't know. Like, anything so that, like, I constantly pay for, like Netflix or something, that just free don't Netflix pay for it.
Then you're never going to want to watch any other streaming
that's
service.
That's not true.
Feel guilty.
That's
well, that's
true.
How I feel. That's me. That's peering into my mind. It's like, if you get me free Netflix for a year, it fucks me because I'm only going to watch Netflix. I'm not going to pay for anything else. I have free Netflix for a year.
Yeah, but you're already paying. It would just, like, go away. It would just, like, you wouldn't notice. Like, you don't notice now, okay, when your money goes away from your bank account and you're watching Netflix. Like,
well, then it's not really that much money then, is the gift. Like, if it's
you
Netflix
said McDonald's, motherfucker.
I think I would go with some kind of food.
I think if it was like free airplane rides, that would put a lot of stress on me because I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I have to use these.
That's right. That's how I feel about a lot of it. Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, I wouldn't feel okay with it until I'd watch every show on Netflix, you know? Like, okay,
no. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm okay with that advancing.
Free
book.
Anything for you.
Yeah.
If you think of something that for a year that wouldn't fuck with your mind a little bit, it could be a good gift.
Yeah,
I just feel
true.
Like it would fuck
you're
with
right.
me a little bit.
That's psychological damage. Do you have any honorable mentions? I have a couple if you don't.
Any? No.
I have gym membership. Kind of rude.
Oh.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Also, well.
Kind of like free gym for a year. You know what I mean? That's kind of like.
That's what I was going to say. How long is the gym membership?
Say a year.
A year?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
What? Your whole thing was like you hate everything, but.
Yeah, but it's going to make me want to go, but that's what also I want. So you might have just found the solution.
Okay, well, so that one's losing in round two. and then I have a card, but with nothing in it, like no money in it.
Oof, the fake out. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, you think there's going to be something in it, and it's just like a nicely written thing from your aunt.
Yeah, used to get a lot of those for my my birthday.
Or like gift card of something that you don't go to or use at all, you know?
Gift card. You know what? Here's a funny...
You hate gift cards.
Yeah, well, here's a funny honorable mention. those like prepaid Visa cards.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be like, no, please get me these, or you know, like I'd rather have
cash.
Money than
yeah.
But I can never remember how much I have on them, and I kid you not, I bet I have like a good amount of cash in those that are just like sitting in the center console of my car that I haven't used that I'll never use because I don't know. And also, when it gets below a certain point, it's not like it takes it out and you owe this much. Like it'll just decline.
Can't use it.
Transaction.
Right.
So it's like you have to get the perfect, or I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, maybe, but
you want to know a funny coincidence?
What's up?
The only time I've ever had one of those prepaid Visa gift cards is you gave it to me.
No way.
Because I won it in like this Christmas competition night that we had where you gave like gifts away to everybody, but we had to do like little things to win them.
That's right. I'd love that night.
That was a very fun night.
That's for sure. That's the kind of stuff I want to be able to like do. You know what I mean?
So for people listening, I don't remember all of the events that we did, but one of them that I remember that was kind of funny was we taped like a straw to like a candy cane upside down with the hook out, and you put the straw in your mouth and you have to hook other candy canes that are like on a table and
on
like
the
most
table,
you could get with that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a really fun one.
So that was
that
one of the things.
I remember the one where we got Kleenex boxes and made them into like little belts. Mm-hmm. And the Kleenex box was like on your backside.
Uh-huh.
And we emptied out the Kleenex box, put ping pong balls in there,
and
you
had to
booty
it.
Shake. Yeah, yeah, right. You had to booty shake the ping pong balls out of the little Kleenex box belt thing. I have a video of that. That's really funny.
Yeah, we played a lot of just silly Christmas fun time games.
Yeah,
but
where did we find those games?
I think I just like came. Just up. I just like to do that. I just like to come up with. Yeah, I just like to search or come up with stuff. But
yeah,
we do.
That was really fun. You should do that again.
We did content without filming or creating the content.
There was a lot of good.
We just
content
did that with our friends, like growing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, those are the honorable mentions. Let's finish up the tournament here. Do you want to go ours against each other still, or ours against our own now?
Either way, I was thinking against each other still.
Okay, so then I'll do the PS4.
Oh, like we're just picking it?
Or do you want me to pick them?
No, you can pick them.
Okay, I'll do the PS4 against the dog.
Okay.
And I think easily I would much rather have a PS4 that I can stuff in like my closet if I really don't want it, you know?
Yeah,
I can't really
can
do that.
Well,
yeah, I think you win there.
I'll go dog, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then the other matchup, we have the home knit mittens versus a free year of anything.
All right, the mittens can take this one if you can give me one thing.
I'm going to give you a gym membership.
Oh, yeah. The gym membership's kind of on there. I guess that there is kind of that.
So, like for you, if I gave you something like healthy or like, you know, something that betters your life.
Something that tortures me psychologically, but it's okay because it's in the name of progress.
Right. Yeah.
That sounds so unhealthy. But that's fine.
So the mittens move on?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we have the finals, one of mine versus one of yours. We have the home knit mittens from your mom versus a pet, a dog from your significant other.
Oh, for specifically?
I don't know, man.
I was about to say, like, is the parents giving like the child a dog? Does that make it like a good a gift to that
no.
I feel like it becomes a bad gift for everybody, maybe. I don't know. Or we got the family a dog.
Oh, like if you're a child and they give you a dog? I guess that's okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that'd be the
They're kind of getting themselves a dog when you're a kid, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
That's what I was going to say. So maybe it doesn't count as much. This is like a gift, like you are giving.
Right,
someone,
yeah.
So in which case, I'm still kind of leading puppy a little bit.
Yeah, I think I said it when you first said it. I think that's the worst gift ever that you can give someone. So
yeah, it's a
honorable kind of mention. I have another one, a Trojan horse, big wooden,
filled with a Greek.
Well, we don't
soldiers.
Know.
But... Oh, oh yeah, I guess that's the point. Yeah. You mean like a computer virus?
That's right. A condom. Yeah. Yeah, let's a puppy, a dog wins worst Christmas gift. I think that's
no fair shots. To say.
No, right. No, that's his name.
His collar says no shots.
Okay, do you have any plugs or shout outs here at the end?
No, I'm Guillermo Delgado. I'm Guillermo Delgado. Can't say my name. This happens to me on live public radio, by the way. Oh,
yeah. This is his job.
On the Instagram, part of it. I'm on Instagram at the great Guille, G-U-I-L-L-E, and Twitter also the same. And you're shaking your head. Am I forgetting something?
No, it's just, you know, people who are chefs, they don't say their jobs are like cutting food and making, you know, their jobs are being a chef. Your job is radio, okay? Don't be an asshole and say part of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I just meant like I'm also the education outreach.
Yeah, right. That's,
like okay. Literally a percentage of it is on
there. You can find more from me at Austin A. Garza on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to Christmas in July theme month. We will be back. We will be back next week with another regular non-theme month episode. No more Christmas in July. Christmas is over. Listen to 12 Days of Podcastmas. If you listened to that 2 weeks ago, go listen to that podcast. Search that up on anywhere you're listening here. The word of the day might have been dinosaur. If it was that word last week, then I'll say what this real week's one is next week. Don't worry. It's fine. I'll listen.
Oh, you're not going to give away the word of the week this week?
Well, because it might be next week's.
Sure, man.
If this week is dinosaur.
Okay, yeah.
I right, it. Exactly.
I see.
So, yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode. If you enjoyed, please rate, review, and subscribe. And if you really, really, really enjoyed, please tell a friend about this podcast. That's how we grow here. Show them this episode. Yeah, I'm sure they'd love it. You can discuss Trojan horses. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. Bye. For those still listening, Gettimo's choking on his boba tea right now. It's terrifying. I can't do anything to save him. Just watching him choke.
That's horrible.